Thank you for calling Metro Technical Services. Please hold for the next available agent.
Metro Tech, can I help you?
Yeah, hi, is Noel there?
I can try his line for you. May I tell him who's calling?
Yeah, this is Danny with Cardiff.
I'm sorry, with who?
Cardiff.
Okay, one moment.
Good morning, this is Noel.
Hey Noel, this is Danny with Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Okay.
Good. Hey, just wanted to touch base with you. We were in contact, you know, back in May, and you know, I'm not sure you remember, we do equipment financing, working capital.
Yeah, I got something from you recently.
Yeah, just wanted to, you know, touch base with the business, see if you guys had any needs come up as far as equipment or capital.
I don't have anything immediately, but I have an awful lot of big projects that are brewing.
Right.
Now, tell me about your company. What do you do? What is Bank of Cardiff?
Yeah, Bank of Cardiff, we're a privately held direct lender, and we do equipment financing and working capital. And, you know, working capital is essentially just unsecured cash. And we can free up.
Do you have any samples?
Yeah, you want me to send some over, some free samples?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, so, you know, we're generally able to free up 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales as unsecured cash. So with these projects coming up, are you looking, you know, for expansion, or what do you got going on over there?
Ourselves, yeah, I mean, we're taking over a little bit more space. And we don't have immediate plans to be looking for more equipment, but that's always, you know, in the realm of possibility. Half of our company is sales and installations. The other half is rentals, where we will take equipment out and make your facility a presentation space for the day or the week.
Oh, wow.
Film festivals, corporate meetings, outdoor movies. Two of my guys are going down to the Warner Theater in D.C. today. Take a look. We've done some big movie presentations in there in the past, and film is about dead, and everything now, of course, is digital cinema. It's kind of a new ball game.
Right.
But we haven't done anything in there in probably 7 years or so, and they're going in today and check all those circuits, make sure that our wiring is still in place.
Right.
We had wiring from the booth to the backstage for the main speakers, and wiring put in the walls during the big renovation about 15 years ago for surround speakers. There's no permanent sound systems in this place. It's a big old barn that was restored.
Oh, that's cool.
It's a pretty place.
That is. Yeah. So you guys just laid down the wire and then just, yeah, just left it there, you know, as you just hook up your speakers and everything.
Yeah, but we don't know what may still exist, you know, that the stagehands may have pulled things out, or the wiring may have been butchered. When one of the guys went in there a few weeks ago just to take a brief look, he says, "I didn't see any connection panels up in the booth," and we're going, oh, crap, let's hope they didn't rip it out and throw it all away.
Right, because then you guys have to run all that cable again, and that's
not possible. That's all up there in plaster.
Oh, yeah, it is not. So what would you do?
Well, you'd have to just run it down the stairs and then across the aisles and tape it in place. But you know, who wants to do that? They don't want that done, and we don't want to do it.
Right.
Perfect match. Well, how else do you do it?
Exactly. Don't they have speakers now that are wireless, correct? They're powered by little mini amplifiers on the back?
Yeah, but you still have to either plug them into AC power, or they've got to have battery packs, and they just don't last all that long. They're not that powerful.
That's true. Yeah, so then you kind of, you know, you turn the quality over on that point.
Yeah, it's not so good. It may be fine for your patio or your basement or something, but, you know, not for a 1,000-seat theater.
Oh, yeah. I hear you. So you looking to, excuse me, are you looking to add on some more, or what do you...
I'd be primarily interested in recommending you to customers that are looking to do their projects. Yeah. We're meeting with a big church in a couple of hours, and I don't know if they have all their funding in place. We've got a theater expansion in Rehoboth Beach.
Uh-huh.
There are potential projects in Raleigh, North Carolina that we'll be involved with.
Okay.
And, you know, they have to go between fundraising and raiding the bank and you know, perhaps leasing equipment.
Right, exactly. And that's what, yeah, we do, you know, and equipment would range from, you know, the speakers and everything like that, projectors on that kind of basis, or is there more equipment involved as well?
Projectors, screens, amplifiers, sound processors. Yeah, you know, the basic things. We really don't get involved with the lighting and the seating and the fixturing of a facility. We'll stick to the technical.
Okay, that makes sense.
It's what we know, it's what we do, and, you know, I don't know anything about your seats and your aisle lights, nothing. I don't want to know.
Right. Do you guys actually, like, if they ask for, well, I guess it's just more of like a cinema thing, but maybe, you know, for certain, do you guys do just shows, or is it more like business kind of type meetings and stuff like that? Because I know you just kind of hire on some sound, or actually lighting guys for that, right?
If we have a special event that requires lighting, we'll bring a lighting company in.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, like Department of Transportation has their big award ceremonies every year. And, yeah, it's bigger than we are. You know, it's big. It's for the whole agency. And, yeah, we've got to bring in other specialists. And same thing with the University of Maryland graduations. We don't have staging. We don't have lighting.
Right.
We do projection and sound, and we'll partner with people to do the other pieces.
Have you guys ever thought about trying that type of market, or you just would rather stick to what you know?
No, we really should concentrate with what we do and not worry about that. And we don't want to compete with our friends.
Right, exactly.
You know, we have a good working relationship with a number of companies that have other specialties that interlock. And I'm not an empire building.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I don't need to do everything. I can't be all things to all people.
Right, exactly.
Gotta specialize to some extent.
Yeah, I hear you. And that's good, though. That's good you built that relationship and you have, you know, you guys help each other out when you have certain events. That's a good thing to have. And how'd you get, you know, started in the industry?
I must have done something wrong. when I started college, I needed money, and a neighbor set me up with the projectionist group here, and I never fully got away from that. I did that through school, and when I graduated, there wasn't much to go to, and he says, well, come help me with the service work. And I did, and I'm stuck with it.
You stuck with it? Well, do you like it?
I must.
You must, yeah. No, that's great.
So too old to start over.
Too old to start over. So did you just kind of take over the business, or you started this on your side?
I kind of started this. I went to work for that national service company, and they were kind of falling apart, and I had no idea why things were going so badly. They were positioning themselves to sell. RCA Service Electronics was selling out to Thomson Electronics.
Okay.
A big European company, and they weren't interested in the service business. They were just buying the assets. So yeah, I mean, I didn't get dumped off quite yet, but things just got, you know, worse and worse and worse. No help. Sure, it looked like I had $1 million territory.
Right. Yeah, that's tough though, not having that much help and all on yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. No, anyway, yeah, I fell into it.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's good. Okay, so you were looking at maybe some of your customers that might need financing for equipment?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, perfect. And do you have anyone, like, current customers right now that are needing it? Like, what exactly are they going to just bring it on the equipment and then
Well, I presume they would have to pass your credit tests.
Yes.
And you'd have to agree or not agree on how much is available to them.
Right.
And I'd presume from that you'd be the one issuing the purchase order.
Right, right. So, yeah, and they have like a vendor that they normally use, or there's...
Well, these people are putting together new projects, so unless their bank is just going to loan them a chunk, they probably don't know what to do.
Exactly. Yeah, I didn't know if you discussed this with them.
I often make the suggestion that if they don't have cash to do all this, they can do a lease purchase and acquire their equipment that way.
Right. It's easier, in the longer terms and in the long run. You can still be making money on it, right away. Okay, and yeah, I do have an email for you. It's noel@metrotechnical.com.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, and if they, wanted to get something, going as far as the equipment, it's a real simple process. It'd be like a one-page app. I can, include the other documents inside the email. And we can get approvals, within, same day or, a couple of days in the week. So
okay.
Really quick at getting turnovers, yeah.
And what kind of groups will you fund? Will you do church groups? Will you do government agencies? Will you do startups?
Right. So we do, for the equipment financing side, we do the businesses. It's, we're business only. We're not like a consumer bank or depository bank. We just do equipment financing and working capital. But we work with all, creditors, ADD, we have multiple programs, so I'm sure we'll be able to find them something.
As long as they're credit worthy.
Right, as long as they're credit worthy. We also do, working capital side. So if it is, how much is this equipment usually run, generally?
It depends on the project. That that theater project coming up is, our end of it's about $150,000.
Okay.
This church is probably going to be twice that. I imagine it's going to be around $300,000. It's a big church, and they want the real deal.
Right. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. So $300,000. Well, generally, to give you an example, if your business was what were sales like last year for you?
What's that?
What were your sales like last year for you?
The sales?
Yeah. Like your top line revenue.
Oh, ours?
Yeah, yours.
2.5.
Okay. Yeah, so right off that, I'm just going off the information I have from you, not the customers. But yeah, we'd be able to free up, 10 to 15% of that. So, we basically get you around $250,000. That could be a little more, could be a little less, but that's generally, what we like to, we feel comfortable freeing that up. And just to give you an example, we could do for, the other customers that you had. That way, we can get you the equipment if you need the cash as well, or if you had little, expansion projects or payroll, anything like that, we could also get the capital as well.
Mm.
Because a lot of people, they're like, oh, I want, this money just for equipment, but we have other, avenues we can take to get you money and, the equipment as well.
Okay. Well, you want to send something over? It'd be very timely.
Right. Yeah, I'll send that over to you. I have it. So it's, again, that's noel@metrotechnical.com. Yeah, I'll send you over just what we would need, to get approvals. And, when would they look in, to bring all this on the equipment and everything, just as soon as possible? Or
all three of these are looking to do it this year. It may be a really busy fall.
Right, right. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
That's all I'll have to. And then do you guys have stuff, are you constantly all year round, just have all the kinds of events set up, or is it mostly toward summer or toward the end of the year?
Oh, the rentals? No, it's year round.
Right.
It's year round. Thank goodness it's not too terribly seasonal.
Right. Yeah. No, I hear you.
Right now is very busy, and October is really busy with film festivals, but nobody's sitting around for too long.
Right, exactly. That's good, though. That's really good.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll go ahead. I'll send that over to you in email and what we need. It would just be, you know, it's real simple. It'd be a one-page app, and then they'd need just a quote of the equipment that they're buying, or at least the estimated cost. You know, sometimes people, you know, like to go to auctions, or, you know, they have certain, they're just trying to shop around, and at least, you know, want to see what they're qualified for. So that's what the estimated cost, but we would need a quote to fund.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it's they do 3 months business bank statements because they just evaluate the cash flow of the company. And then it would be the most recent tax return, you know, either 2014 works if they got 2015 extension.
Okay.
And that way, yeah, they, once we get that, we can get approvals, yeah, like within the same day. It's really fast. But I'll go ahead and send you that in the email, what we'd need. And then, yeah, you can pass it on and relay it on to them. And if they have something, you know, we can get going, just send it in and we'll start working on it.
Okay. All right. Send it along. This might work.
Okay. Sounds good. No, yeah, I'll send that over, and won't be a good time, you know, to touch base with you.
Next week.
All right. Sounds good. Is it middle of the week or later toward the end?
Yep. Yep. Middle of the week. We should have some idea where these people are going.
All right. Sounds good. Well, I'll send that over in 15 minutes. Thanks for your time.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Talk soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.